I've been trying so hard to make heads or tails, try to find the perfect weather map out there to better explain what Wisconsin weather is like on a daily basis. And all I can tell you is, based on the little green splotches that I'm finding on some of these maps, you've got a pretty fair chance of rain in the far northern parts of the state, whereas high pressure is allowing the days to be nicer in the southern two-thirds of the state for today, at least until tomorrow. And then starting tomorrow, a frontal system will start to drop through and increase that chance of rain for Wednesday and or Thursday, depending on where you are. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers is here as well. Brewers were winners over the Dodgers. Blank the Dodgers. 4-0. And then do that again tonight.
Yeah, very nice. Hopefully they do it again tonight. But I believe it was the Dodgers that blanked the Crew at home 4-0 to start the series that we split at AmFam Fields just a week ago. So it was kind of a little payback.
And a split would be, I mean, obviously you want the sweep, but if they could win 2 of 3 here to undo the damage from losing 2 of 3 in Chicago this past weekend, that would help. Then we take on the Cubs again this coming weekend, and maybe St. Louis could start to not win every day. Would be rather
it'd be ideal. Yeah, we'd like that. We would say thank you.
Yes, we would. We would say thank you. I was looking earlier at in what I called the good news segment of our hour, talking about things that are currently good about the economy and the improvements that have been made. And we have spoken before about the benefits coming in the Inflation Reduction Act, specifically for Wisconsin. And in many ways, we kind of spoke in generalities. And now there's a group, the Evergreen Collaborative, and they are obviously a group that is supportive of efforts to fight climate change. And they have looked at some of the numbers, and they've come up with state-by-state reports on how the Inflation Reduction Act has climate provisions that would benefit, in this case, Wisconsinites in the effort to deploy more renewable energy and accelerate the transition to 100% clean electricity. So some have been talked about, like extending, tax credits for solar and wind energy. In the case of electric vehicles, there is a $1 billion for zero emission heavy duty vehicles, including garbage trucks and school buses. This is a particularly good opportunity for local governments who might want to buy their first electric fire truck or their first electric garbage truck. We have covered on Up North News stories about how transit systems in Wisconsin are making that move to hybrid buses, if not all electric buses, again, in that effort to go carbon free. There are going to be more incentives in there for cities to do that. And in doing so, that's going to save taxpayer dollars at the local level when you don't have to fill up the buses and the garbage trucks and everything with gas all the time. So there are long-range savings for the property tax bill that we all pay locally. The Inflation Reduction Act contains $3 billion to ensure the Postal Service replaces a significant portion of its fleet with clean electric mail trucks to be made by Wisconsin's own Oshkosh Corporation. The only question is, where will those trucks be built?
Not here. Not here, not according here to Oshkosh or Oshkosh's own U.S. Senator Ron Johnson,
who says, it's not like we don't have enough jobs here already, were his words when asked why he would not try to put any kind of pressure, influence, power of suggestion to Oshkosh to consider creating the jobs in their hometown rather than a state like South Carolina.
Right. And all of those words are appropriate to define that, but also just like your responsibility as a senator representing the state, like it comes down to that before even saying, hey, being suggestive about it. It should just be advocating on behalf of your constituents, bringing those jobs here, because that is one heck of a re-election message. Just being like, nah, we're good. We got enough jobs. Don't worry about bringing those high paying jobs here.
Well, it really gets to the matter of trying to win an election by appealing to a base on purely ideological terms, talking about things like, you know, freedom and free markets and decrying your opponents as socialists, rather than actually getting to those bread and butter issues like, should you be chasing away jobs for Wisconsin or should you be attracting them? Should you be voting against a cap on insulin prices or should you help the people in your state who need insulin to live by supporting a cap on insulin prices? Those are the actual issues that we should be asking voters to consider. Voters instead are going to hear these just take what I've described so far about the climate provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act. These are tangible, real, individual benefits that come to Wisconsin or Wisconsin families, Wisconsin farmers, Wisconsin businesses. On the other side of the aisle will simply be that broad brush to say something like, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes wants to bring the Green New Deal to Washington, and, you know, have whatever scary imagery they come up with to try to persuade you that things that can help the climate and help the economy are somehow bad, somehow some form of socialism. And I'm always thinking, well, what's the socialist angle to this? How is it that, you know, everybody is affected? I don't know. Everybody gets clean air. There's a thought. I could use clean air, clean water. I don't mind sharing that.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that you should want no matter what. But again, unfortunately, there's been some right-wing megaphones is probably the best way to put it, that have branded those things that way. And therefore, when Wisconsinites and voters around the country hear them, they do tend to have some knee-jerk reactions.
So we get back to the individual benefits. There is $20 billion in there to support climate smart ag practices, $5 billion for forest health, nearly $10 billion in USDA loans for rural electric cooperatives like Chippewa Valley Electric or Oconto Electric to help them acquire renewables and other carbon-free energy. All of this is to say that the Inflation Reduction Act, which again would not have been my choice of name, I would have stuck with Build Back Better, but it puts Wisconsin well positioned, says the Evergreen Collaborative, to be a key engine in America's transition to a clean energy future. Wisconsin leaders should capitalize on the opportunities presented by this bill, as well as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, to catalyze this transition in the years to come. In other words, opportunity has been laid at our door. Yes, we have paid for it. We have elected the leaders who are making that investment, and better we spend it there than on, say, you know, more political ads from billionaires. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow, back in our next hour.